Chapter 3 Jace finished the last bite of his sandwich just as the sun came up. The warm glow spilled through the windows of the great room and painted the kitchen stainless steel appliances rosy red. The house was just now starting to stir, which was remarkable, given that Piper, Daniel, and he had practically brawled over rescuing her brother Noah. But the sounds of people awakening upstairs meant his time was running out. He'd been using his tablet to search for possible disappearances of military grunts like Noah, but the information he could access publicly from the safe house was extremely limited. His office at Riverwise was better equipped. There he had access to a couple private military networks where he could scan the back-channel chatter. Nothing that was security-related, but if there were suddenly a lack of communication from a lot of personnel, that would show up. Once his brothers, Jackson and Jarrett, rolled out of their respective beds, the three of them could form a plan on how to tackle this. Maybe a trip to the office for more extensive research, or maybe Daniel could get them into the joint base. They might have better access there if they could get away with it. The trick would be poking around without tipping their hand to Agent Smith, or whatever his real name was. Just as Jace was stowing his now clean sandwich plate and trying to decide whether to barge in on Jackson and Olivia's post-mating honeymoon, the pair stumbled into the kitchen, bleary-eyed and smelling of the hot sex they no doubt had been having all night long. "Hey, you two," Jace said with a growl. "Can you wipe off the smiles? The rest of us are trying to have a miserable morning." He couldn't help the twinge inside when he thought about Jackson finally finding his true mate. Olivia was wonderful, and Jace didn't begrudge his brother a second of their happiness. But it was hard to look them in the face and know they had something he never would. At least now their pack had a fully mated alpha to lead them and lend them strength. Jace could have filled that role, except for the glaring fact that he couldn't shift, not without endangering the very people he was supposed to protect. And due to that, he could never mate. Other than that, he was the perfect candidate. The truth was Jackson was the right brother to be their pack alpha, but Jace hadn't technically even submitted to him, at least not since Jace was discharged. He had pledged his allegiance in human form, but that meant no magic...